Brad Harness is the leader of the Dominion Party of Canada. What does it stand for? Stay tuned. But before, please subscribe and contribute so we can stay on the air, so we can learn about the Dominion Party of Canada. You heard the question. Tell the audience. Like you said before, it's represented democracy, but like, what do you stand for? Bigger Navy or capital punishment?
Let's put it this way. Think blue liberal. Red Tory.
They're on the opposite sides like this.
Think new green. All of that mixed together. Green Party, of course, doing some good things, somewhat.
Yeah.
Red Tory policies are generally where most Canadians, in my opinion anyway, fit.
Well, red Tory, blue liberal, sort of towards the middle. So are you then a party of the middle?
Yes. Well, just to the right of the middle. If you think about the roots of the Liberal Party,
right,
in Ontario as the original Reform Party, it was based around pro-business and pro-democracy and democratic reform, and that's what it was all about. It wasn't about social engineering.
Are you for free enterprise?
Yes.
Are you for? It's a big deal coming up these days because it's my personal view that one of the big challenges of the next few years is to have less government. Or get governments,
yes,
a jackboot off your neck. Do you believe in less government or more government?
Well, I do. I don't tell you. Having had an opportunity to work with Preston Manning in the early reform days, the best thing he came up with was the need for a who does what commission to clarify which responsibilities are purely federal, purely provincial, purely municipal, purely Aboriginal.
We have a constitution and there should for be, most of that, Brad.
And there should be no stepping on each other's toes.
How, first of all, if you had a commission to try to decide that, you and I would be dust in the ground before it came around with an answer. And secondly, if you got an answer, not everybody's going to agree to it.
Well, some might not agree with it, but let's face it, healthcare is not a federal issue. Dental care is not a federal issue.
Right.
Education, not
that
a federal
issue. Doesn't stop the feds.
Defense or the war in Gaza, not a provincial issue. Drug injection sites, not a federal issue.
Should be nobody's issue.
It should be a municipal issue. I think that's something, again, the early reform stuff wanted to see services delivered by the level of government closest to the user because it would be more accountable.
Okay, let's talk about accountability then. You're the leader of the Dominion Party. Just occurs to me, were you elected?
I was not elected in this role. This is a founding role, and the intent coming up is to have a founding summit in the later this year, and we have some large name people who we are going to seek their interest in taking on the leadership role of the Dominion Party.
Sounds like the founding fathers of the United States, the Federalist Papers, all kinds of stuff. They weren't elected by anybody. Good for you, though, Brad. Thank you very much. 3 minutes. This show provides independent analysis of the issues. We are not paid by the government. And as I am finding, so much business in Canada relies upon various governments that they don't want to sponsor or advertise on a show which may become controversial, which talks about liberty, freedoms, sometimes criticizes government. I've had guests on that support the government. But people are saying, you know what? We don't want to bite the hand that feeds us, i.e. government, which is why I hope you'll subscribe and contribute to keep this show on the air.